This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The possibility of military confrontation between the U.S. and China seems greater than in the last few decades. What might trigger that confrontation would be a military action by China against Taiwan. But the reason for tensions between the U.S. and China and tensions between the U.S. and Russia may be due to reasons most of us have not considered. Andrew Mikta is the Dean of the College of International and Security Studies at the George Marshall European Center for Security Studies and a former professor at the U.S. Naval War College. He believes the current tensions are due to the conviction in Beijing and Moscow that their power advantage relative to the U.S. and its allies might worsen unless they move soon, making victory increasingly unattainable. The conventional wisdom has been that these countries, and especially China, are likely to move militarily because of their perceived strength. He argues that these leaders may conclude that they are getting weaker and need to strike now for several reasons. The U.S. military has been focused on counterterrorism and will require time to restructure. Also, the domestic conditions in the U.S. and Europe have been buffeted by the trifecta of COVID-19, increasingly brazen mass migration, along with cultural issues. A final reason is due to internal pressures building within Chinese and Russian societies for both countries. Population trends and current projections paint a devastating picture. Conflict between the U.S. and these two countries is not inevitable, but some military experts wonder if the U.S. might find itself embroiled in a two-front war. We should all hope and pray that does not happen, and that's even more reason for us to be in fervent prayer for our political and military leaders in this country. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.